Hello, I'm Kate Dewada. I'll start about my ODSA. I agree with his ideas about education, intelligence, and learning. The creativity and originality of children are the key to the future. The people who create the future are children. It is the most important thing in education. However, the contemporary education deprives originality of human. We originally think of original things because we do not afraid of mistakes. But the contemporary education forces us not to take mistakes. The company requires us not to take mistakes too. The contemporary education have created this idea. Originally, the education should be focused on the generation's needs. In 19th century, the education was born from needs of industrial society. The superiority and inferiority of subject were decided about two things. First, the useful subject to work was high priority. Second, the result of school was priority matter. Like this, 21st century education should be focused on creating the originality and creativity of children. But the present condition of education different from this. The contemporary education's goal is to be a university professor. Is it the needs of the present day? Our education should be changed basically. The education of university is an inflationary tendency. Ken Robinson said that Julian was not sick. See the dancer. People have to move to think. This is the needs in this generation. The Earth's order of priority is lower than math and languages now. It is wrong. We have to bring out the hidden talent in the children. Recently, the elementary school in Japan have introduced dance in the required subject. This is a good tendency to change the education system. But we have to change more than this in the contemporary education system. The teacher evaluates only the result of school. This brings that the contemporary education's goal is to be a university professor. So the teacher should evaluate children in more many elements. That is the first step to change new education system. And Ken Robinson also said that, I believe our only hope for the future is to adopt a new conception of human ecology, one in which we start to reconstitute our conception of the richness of human capability. And we will do it is by seeing our creative capacities for the richness they are, and seeing our children for the hope that they are. And our task is to educate their whole being so they can face this future. We may not see the future, but they will. And our job is to help them make something of it. Like this, to introduce a new conception will make the brilliant future. And to keep this brilliant world, we should continue to have the creativity and originality. Thank you for listening.